This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Race Your Game on Enterprise. We've got Aaron Tang, campus advisor at Learnomics here with us. And he helps undergraduates and recent graduates find their place in working life. And I guess today's topic is modern job hunting skills. And this, I guess, is applied to fresh grads and also just people looking for a new phase in life.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Frida. Uh-huh. So yeah, I think the background behind this topic came from a short television interview I did recently. Mm-hmm. So over the past couple of months, I've been going around the country with my team, along with the economic planning unit, the SLIM people. Mm-hmm. We are running resume clinics for young graduates, those who are having trouble finding jobs. Now, we've probably spoken to more than 2,000 people, employers and people who are looking for jobs as well. And along the way, we actually started getting requests from all kinds of people, not just graduates, but even people with experience. And they're like, hey, can you help me review my resume? Can you help me? What are the interview tips? And then as I was preparing for the TV interview, I mentioned, they also asked me like, hey, enough with the young graduate stuff. Like, do you have any tips, interview tips, resume tips for older people as well? Maybe people who are thinking of changing careers. And I thought that, yeah, that I think there is some kind of demand for that. So that's why the topic today.
Right. And I guess it's almost the same thing, right? I mean, the skills that you require, whether you're a fresh grad or whether you're moving for a career change, the skills will be fairly similar.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of overlap. It's just maybe that as the deeper you go in your career, obviously you become more experienced, you become deeper in your knowledge. But yeah, I think there are overlying principles that are similar both ways. Yeah.
So, okay, we go back to basics first. What makes a good resume? I haven't done that in ages.
Yeah, yeah. So I think for a lot of us as well, those 5 years experience, 10 years experience, 15 years experience, we've left this job hunting skills behind, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think at its very basic level, a resume really has just a few things, right? Personal information, working experience, education, skills, languages, and perhaps other achievements. But I think that's very common knowledge, right? Everyone knows that you need to put those kind of things.
Should know that,
okay? Yeah. But here are some things that might help, apart from the typical common knowledge, right? Because you only have 6 seconds. People say you only have 6 seconds to make an impression. Mm. If you lose the attention there, then your resume might get put into the KIV pile, which no one wants, right? Mm. So first thing, right? Length. No one has time to read 3 to 4 page resume. We're all very busy people. We all have limited attention. 2 pages, absolute maximum. I read an article recently that, you know, you could fit Elon Musk's achievement in like a 1-page resume. And what excuse is there for the rest of us, right?
Fastest car, looking at Musk.
Yeah, absolutely. The second thing, which I think is really, really important, readability. Mm. Now, this is somewhat related to length, right? Like, the longer you have it, obviously, it's harder to read. But I think there are other aspects to cover here. For example, formatting, colors, sentences, the use of jargon. It basically needs to be really, really easy to read. Mm. It's like reading a website or an article, right? Like, if you read a website or a web page that had lots of pop-ups, lots of weird colors, lots of advertisements, blinking, you would lose attention. So so similarly, if you format your resume like a good book, you know, you use it, you use the language really well, I think the reader will love you for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last thing I wanted to mention here quickly is that it needs to be 100% error-free. Now,
this one. Okay, go on.
This is
my thing.
Yeah, this is your thing. So it's my pet peeve, right?
Oh, like, you too, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it just, you know, it's small things, right? Like a dot here or, your formatting just runs like one space or you use different bullet points. Like, I mean, yes, it is a small mistake, but this is your ticket, right? This is your ticket to greater things.
I'll tell you, when the subject itself
has
a grammatical error, the first para,
right.
I already put it aside.
Right.
I just don't have any interest because I'm looking at your attention to detail.
Yes, correct.
This is, like you say, this is your ticket. If you can't get it right with this,
right.
How can you get it right with other things?
Correct.
You know,
it links back to what they call conscientiousness, right? Like doing a job really well.
Yeah.
And this is so important. I think people sometimes forget about that. Like, you know, I'm awesome, I'm cool, I got 10 years experience. So, okay lah, resume, I just chinchai lah. But, you know, it doesn't work that way, right?
Okay, so all this sound like common sense from our parents' time.
Yeah.
Right, surely some other newer ideas?
Right. So, I think there are some other interesting things or perhaps some different angles that people need to look at. And the first thing is the focus on achievements, right?
Mm.
Focus on achievements. And when I read resumes, and we've gone like thousands over the past couple of months, right? We see a lot of job titles and duties. Job titles, duties. For example, job title, accounts executive.
Okay.
Duties, responsible for maintaining accounts on a monthly basis. Now, that's not bad. I mean, it tells you that, you know, this is what my title is and what I do. But to be really excellent, right, you need to look at what you have achieved. Mm. Like, for example, if you had a line that said, I implemented a customer management system that reduced monthly accounting time from 7 days to 5 days. Mm. So you showed that you've already done some cost savings. You brought something to the company. And I think that measurable achievements are the key here. So, for example, some guiding questions. How much revenue did you generate? Or how many customers did you sign on? How many 5-star ratings did you get? Or how many employee of the month things did you get? How much money did you save for the company? Or how fast did you finish your projects ahead of schedule? So I think these measurable achievements are what tends to be missing a lot from resumes that I see. People just go on, oh, I was this title and this is what I did.
Yeah, it's just a job description.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't spell out your achievements, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, okay, all right. So that's one thing. Other tips?
Right. So I think people need to customize resumes. The best resumes are those that are customized for the job, right? Like, say, for example, you're going to a job fair. Then maybe you have a general resume because you're dropping it off at 20 different companies.
Right.
But for other situations where you actually have time to prepare and resources to plan, I think you really need to customize it according to requirements.
Mm.
So highlight the skills, experience that match with the ones they're looking for in the advert or in the job description. Because sometimes we have too much, right? We're greater than Elon Musk. We have like 3-4 pages we want to write. But the job is really looking for experience in just 2 or 3 narrow fields. You don't have to throw in everything.
Mm.
Customize it according to the company's requirements, right?
And that's being conscientious again, right?
Exactly.
And you have to then, like you say, customize it for different companies that you're applying for.
Yep, absolutely. And like, for example, I mean, you could go one step further, right? Let's say you really love Petronas. You're like in love with Petroleum National Berhad. And why not create a resume that mimics the colors and fonts that they use? Use the nice green color that you style it according to what you see on their website. I mean, there are lots of ways to get creative.
To grab their attention.
Right.
There are some ways people also grab attention when they apply for jobs here, and then they put the title in it's looking for a job in a different, another station.
Really? That's interesting.
So, yeah, not 100% error free. It got our attention.
Okay. Creative.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one thing, the Petronas, you do the colors, try to get, what other ways can you be creative in that sense?
Yeah. So more and more creative stories, right? Like, did you hear about the guy who pretended to be a donut delivery guy?
Yeah.
So this guy, he pretended to be a donut delivery guy. He got the uniform. He bought the donuts.
Mm.
And there were real donuts in the box, right? But it came with his resume along with the donuts. So, I mean, you could say it's, I don't know, food bribery or, you know, maybe against some company rules. But I think the idea here is that you sometimes have to be creative and go out of the box to attract people's attention.
I mean, you'll get people's attention for sure with that, right?
Absolutely. A lot of people liked his creativity, called him back for interviews. I mean, if if you want to deliver pizza to me with your resume, I would love it, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, just saying. And did you hear about the Airbnb girl?
I mean,
this is another story, right?
Okay.
So this girl really, really, she absolutely wanted to work for Airbnb. So she did all the normal approaches, right? She emailed, she called, she met with them. She actually had, I think, previous interviews or chats. But nothing turned into a job offer. So she said, have I tried absolutely everything? Mm. And she thought to herself, no, I haven't yet. So so she decided to create a website. She created a simple website, but a professional looking one. She styled it according to the Airbnb website.
Yes, yes.
And she put her own resume there. She put her achievements, she put who she is. And the next big step, the next great thing that she did, she put how she could contribute to the company, and then she made recommendations on what they should do next. This is like the next, this next, is like the next market.
Make a booking now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think I read the story as well, right? That's one way. I bet she got the job.
I didn't follow up after that. But yeah, absolutely. I think the CMO or the CEO just tweeted her and said, I'm reviewing your resume now, very impressive, something. Ooh. And things just move from there.
Okay. Yeah. We'll talk about interview skills after this. I'm here with Aaron Tan from Leadernomics, talking about a modern job hunting skill. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Bazaar Football Money. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Race Your Game on Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here speaking to Aaron Tang from Leadernomics. So we're discussing modern job hunting skills. So earlier on, you were sharing some ideas, common sense things that we should not forget.
Yes,
right?
Common sense.
And then other things would be just try to stand out now when you're trying to, you know, make an impression to get a job, do something a little different to get people's attention. You shared the Airbnb story and you're saying if you want to apply for a job at Petronas, try to get their phone, try to get that look kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interview skills. So you get to the interview. You're that good. You got in. What happens now?
All right. So now you've got one foot in the door and it's time to prepare for the interview. Mm. And when I say prepare, I don't mean read the website for 10 minutes because it's a little disappointing sometimes. I think a lot of candidates we see sometimes who come for interviews, now they've done some research. They've read the website. But it's also very obvious that they've read very little, right?
Yeah.
Because you're put yourself in the shoes of the guy who's at the other end of the table. He's been there for a couple of years. He knows the company inside out. Now, if you don't prepare well, it becomes obvious very quickly.
Mm.
So you got to put in the work. Like, for example, simple things again, right? And I know it sounds a lot like common sense, but sometimes common sense isn't so common, right?
It's not anymore, yeah.
Yeah, so reach out to your network. See if you know anyone inside.
Mm.
Now, I think this happens quite a lot in Malaysia because we all connection kind of people, right?
Mm.
Even if you don't know anyone inside, perhaps someone who works in the same industry, you know, someone who can give you some insights, like what's the culture of this oil and gas industry that you want to join? Like, is the climate good or is the climate bad? Is it the layoff climate right now? Read the company website. So that's obvious again. Mm. But you perhaps need to read deeply, not just surface level. Read what the news is saying about the company. What are their strengths and weaknesses?
Mm.
Who are their customers? What is their CEO saying on LinkedIn and Twitter? Because these guys are on social media, right? They're sharing industry insights. They are building their own personal brands. And you kind of have to latch on to that. A bit like a stalker, but I know most of you guys are good at that anyway. So maybe put that to good use.
Facebook has trained as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And I guess you're right? I mean, just even if it's just that one thing, the CEO has written on LinkedIn and just said, you know, it's very interesting that the CEO has said this. I read this in the LinkedIn article.
Yep.
And that could just be that one added edge, right?
Absolutely.
You don't have to know everything, but just one or two things that will make you stand out.
Absolutely.
During the interview.
Yeah. And I think sometimes these guys who are already in the company, they're busy, right? They're hiring managers, they got 20 things to do. Even they haven't read what their CEO has said on Twitter or LinkedIn. And you're the guy who tells them, hey, I read that, you know, your CEO said this. And they'll be like, wow, okay, that's pretty impressive.
Someone's paid attention.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here's the other one as well. You know, I mean, doing that kind of thing, it sounds like a lot of work, but it isn't really, right? And if you want the job, this is what you need to do. Let's just face up to that, right?
Yep.
That killer question, though, what are your weaknesses? To which I say, I have none. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. No one's perfect like you, Frida.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think, tough question, right? Mm. What are your weaknesses? Some people say, just lie, you know, just create something up. But I think you actually have to be honest here, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure you're already aware of your weaknesses. Mm. If you're not, you can ask your boss or your spouse or maybe a friend. I'll give you an example. Like me, I'm not the most detail-oriented person. Now, I may sound anal with
resumes. Neither am I.
Oh, really?
Okay, so I want to hear what you have to say.
Right. So I like bigger picture stuff. Sometimes this can lead to interesting situations when I'm planning events, right?
Mm.
So I know that I'm not the most detail-oriented guy. How do I answer that? Don't say, my weakness is I'm not detail-oriented, full stop. Awkward silence.
Okay. awkward.
Say I'm not detail-oriented. So sometimes I miss details along the way. Then tell the interviewer how you get around your weaknesses. So for example, I could say, so I always make sure I have another pair of eyes to check my work, and I always use a printed checklist for critical tasks.
So you're solution-oriented.
Mm. Right, right. So you're aware of your weaknesses, but you also have some suggestions on how you can overcome them. And I think that's fair, right? No one's perfect. And as long as you have the solution and you're aware, I think that goes a long way.
I think people want to hear that you're aware that first of all, you have a weakness, and then that you're doing something about it.
Yes, right? Yes, absolutely.
Any other tough questions?
Right. So here's one question that I personally like to ask myself. And this is how the question sounds like. What do you think this company or product or service needs to do better? So you are the interviewer and you're saying, what do you think this company, as in my company, needs to do better? You're asking this question to the interviewee. Now, this might sound a bit ridiculous, lah. Okay, how could you, an outsider, know what the company needs to improve? But the answer to that is, of course you do, because you've already done your research. You know what bugs the company CEO. Yeah. You perhaps have read in the news which parts of the company aren't doing well. You've read Facebook complaints about the products of the company. Even if you're not a management consultant, right?
Yeah.
You know from the perspective of a layman how the company can do better. You have a perspective. You have an opinion. They're not asking you to do consulting for free. They're not expecting like a 20-page document, but they're checking to see the way you think. If you can say something like, this is how I think your company can improve further, and this is how I believe my skills can help in that effort, in that move. I think if you put yourself in the position of the employer, when they hear something like that, that you are actually going to make their lives easier.
Yeah, because it's one thing to say, oh, yes, you need to improve. I mean, first of all, if you recognize it, first of all, you say you need to improve your customer service.
Right.
Right. And then after that, you keep quiet.
Yeah. Awkward.
I see. Yeah. You're going to be a problem child, right? But you see, I think, you know, you all can improve on customer service and this is how I can help.
Yeah.
So then that makes a difference as well.
Yeah. Suggestions, helpful suggestions.
But what if you want to change careers or do something unrelated to your industry?
Right. So I think, again, you've got to put yourself in the position of the employer. Why would they hire someone without relevant experience, right? Like, I don't know, maybe you spend 10 years in banking, suddenly you want to do, become a manager in a library or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's down to you who's applying to make the link. You have to make the link between what you learned from your previous job and what your new job's looking for. So I have to lean back on personal experience here, right? Like, before I joined Leadronomics, I had no direct experience in HR or leadership consulting.
Mm.
I was a profit loss, operations, management, engineering guy. So what has that got to do with leadership, right? I mean, but of course, there are overlaps. And during my interviews, I spoke about what I could potentially bring from my previous experience and what I could bring to the table. And I also spoke about developing people and what I learned about being a manager. And I'm very thankful that, you know, Leadronomics gave me a chance and here I am today.
Okay. So it was your interest in developing young people that got them interested. Any other tips for those who are looking for work?
I'm going to sound like a naggy uncle now, right?
Okay.
But again, you've got to put in the work, right? I don't understand why sometimes people show up without preparation, without deep preparation. It's a prestigious company with good perks and pay. Thousands of people are applying in. You can't come there half-baked. You have to be absolutely top of your game. You have to raise your game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's not even that. Whether it's a top company or not top company, the fact that you've applied and it's a reflection of you.
Right.
Are you putting in your best foot forward, right? Yeah. Whether you get the job, you don't get the job, the fact that you turn up for an interview, you've just got to be the best you that you have to be.
Yeah. Be your best self. Absolutely. Right? Be your best self.
I tell you. Okay. Interesting topic for today. Aaron Tang from Leadernomics talking about modern job hunting skills. You've been listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.